It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. Today, 3 weeks in advance of Halloween, we remember that it was on October 7th, 1849, that Edgar Allan Poe died in Baltimore under circumstances so mysterious that they might well have appeared in one of his own short stories. Born in 1809 in Boston, Edgar Poe was the child of actors. His father ran out on the family the following year, and his mother died the year after that. Poe was taken into the household of John and Frances Allen of Richmond, Virginia, and although they never officially adopted him, he added their name to his own and lived with them until he was a young adult. Poe wrote short stories, poems, a novel, a play, and numerous important critical essays. He edited a variety of literary publications and was an important figure in the American Romantic movement. He is best known for his tales of the mysterious and the macabre, and he was a pioneer in the development of the American short story. Most literary historians credit him as the inventor of detective fiction and as a major contributor to the development of science fiction, an emerging genre in the early 19th century. He was also the first well-known American writer to try to earn a living through writing alone, an effort that left him almost always short of cash. As a young man, Poe was always in debt, and he and his foster father quarreled often, mostly about money. Over the next several years, after false starts at the University of Virginia and West Point, Poe and John Allen parted company permanently, and he worked for an assortment of literary publications in Baltimore, New York, and Philadelphia. He wrote short stories and began to develop a solid reputation as an important literary critic. After a number of failed romantic relationships, he married Virginia Clem, his 13-year-old cousin, in 1835, when he was 26. 10 years later, just as he was enjoying popular acclaim after the publication of The Raven, which remains his best-known poem, Virginia developed tuberculosis and died 2 years later. Poe's life soon went into a downward spiral from which he never recovered. Already deep in debt despite his growing fame, Poe fell even deeper into a profound depression and struggled to keep himself going for another 2 years. On October 3, 1849, he was found wandering the streets of Baltimore. Delirious and in great distress, he was taken to the Washington Medical College, where he died on Sunday, October 7th, at 5 o'clock in the morning. All medical records, including his death certificate, have been lost, and the actual cause of his death remains a mystery. Speculation has included everything from epilepsy to cholera to syphilis and even rabies. Poe's writings influenced other literary movements in this country and abroad, particularly in France. Today he is a familiar figure throughout popular culture in art, music, drama, films, and television, and the Mystery Writers of America have even named their annual award the Edgar in his honor. All this for the man who received the princely sum of $9 for his best-known work. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 7th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.